If you project out into the future and you're going to think about how one would want to treat inflammatory bowel disease, in particular autoimmune disease, perhaps in general, let's move forward 10, 15, 20 years, and you're going to do it from a microbiome-changing approach. Your thought is then to harvest very particular bacteria. How would you pick those bacteria? How would you pick those bugs?
Well, in the animal models, we're picking them by measuring beneficial immune responses. So we have mice that are genetically engineered to have their cells light up with a green fluorescent protein when they are producing beneficial substances like IL-10. So we can put in different cocktails of bacteria and look at protective immune functions. The reason this is important is, I mentioned earlier, I think we need to find bacteria that normally grow in the gut and harness their protective activities and try to create cocktails of beneficial bacteria. And that's where I would love to see the field go over the next 5, 10, 20 years. We currently emphasize basically bashing the immune response. We try to knock the immune response down. It's very effective in blocking inflammation, but the trouble is a side effect is inducing, open the door for infections and maybe even tumors. So what I would love to do is to augment that by using bacteria and bacterial products to stimulate protective immune responses, to stimulate healing of the lining of the gut, and even alter the profile of the bacteria where the protective bacteria are predominant and the detrimental bacteria are limited. I think if you do that, you could, in a very non-toxic approach and hopefully cheap approach, combination of good, you know, carefully thought out probiotics, carefully thought out diets that are palatable, and try to minimize the use of immunosuppressive drugs over the long haul.
It might also be useful to think about prevention of disease in the first place. One can imagine in a genetically susceptible individual, you'd like to modulate the microbiome before the disease occurs.
I'm really glad you brought that up, because I think that's the ultimate frontier, is prevention. We know that many of these immune-mediated diseases, which is my preferred term over autoimmune, happen in families. We know that there are genes that are associated, 200 genes associated with Crohn's disease. And it would be wonderful if at age 2, when one is pretty much has the microbiota you're going to have for life, to go in and measure the levels. Is it normal or abnormal? If it's abnormal, correct it early in life, where it's probably more amenable to correction, and hopefully prevent onset of disease rather than waiting for symptoms to happen and then try to catch up and treat.